Professors and editors repeat that line that most people already know. Wikipedia is not a credible source. While Wikipedia editors do their best to check the facts, the sheer volume of submissions and information is insurmountable. And when a fact appears on Wikipedia, it has a way of slithering into the cultural conversation and consciousness. One reporter fessed up to falsifying information on Wikipedia about a semi-obscure children's author after realizing what an impact the prank could have. E.J. Dixon wrote the article, "I Accidentally Started a Wikipedia Hoax for Daily Dot," and joins us now to explain. E.J., welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
All right, so what fact did you make up?
So I believe the fact that I made up was that Amelia Bedelia was inspired by the author Peggy Parrish's experiences as a maid in French colonial Cameroon. Is that right?
You don't even have the fact straight on the fact that you made up?
Oh, yeah, I don't have it out in front of me, but I think that was it was something like that. So I can't, you know, say it verbatim.
Why Amelia Bedelia?
I think we were just looking for, you know, semi-obscure children's authors whose pages we could screw with. I think that was our only motivation.
So she's actually known as a character for taking things far too literally for comic results. Now, this sort of hoax seems a little meta. I assume that was not your intent.
No, we didn't really have an intent, to be perfectly honest. I mean, as I write in the piece, we were quite intoxicated, inebriated at the time. So that was pretty much our only motivation.
Where did the fact go from there?
So what happened was, like, I didn't think of it much until 5.5 years later when I see someone tweeted it, like a screen grab of the very fact that I wrote on my Twitter feed. And I just freaked out. I couldn't believe that it had been up on Wikipedia and not edited for 5.5 years. Because you hear that, you know, Wikipedia editors are so judicious about correcting their facts and that barely any edits really lasts long on the page. I just couldn't believe that this particular one had endured for so long.
Well, this had been cited all over the place in a lesson plan by a Taiwanese English professor, in a book about Jews and Jesus. Just took off, this little story that you made up in an inebriated state. Now, you did speak with a Wikipedia editor to figure out how something like this could go undetected for years. Now, what was his explanation?
His explanation was basically that there's sort of a hierarchy of Wikipedia lies, basically, is what they are. So if you write something, like, about One Direction, like, say, you know, that Harry Styles is gay. I don't know why that's the example that I just came up with, but it is. that'll be taken down almost immediately because it's just so, like, you don't have any factual basis for it. It's just so outrageous that, you know, you can't keep it up. It'll just be taken down immediately. Whereas a more subtle lie, like the Cameroon factoid, is one that can pretty much go undetected for years because no one's really going to, A, nobody really cares enough about Amelia Bedelia to, like, judiciously edit the page, and B, it sounds like it could be true.
Poor Amelia Bedelia. Well, okay, so obviously when there is an interest, we remember the Sarah Palin in 2011 describing the ride of Paul Revere with some historical inaccuracies, and supporters rose to her defense, changed the Wikipedia page on Paul Revere's ride to reflect her version of events. So a lot of internet hoaxes can have a lot of, I don't know, sinister results. A death notice might be circulated for someone still very much alive. Impossible challenges to go viral. In the big picture, what effect do you think your faked fact has had?
I honestly do not know. I've been asked if I've heard from the Parrish family. I have not. I reached out to them when I was writing the article. I don't know what they would think. I assume they would just think that me and my friends who wrote the page with me were just like idiot teenagers and would just be confused and befuddled by the whole thing, to be perfectly honest.
Well, what it seems to say is that our concept of little known history could be riddled with errors, and we'll probably never really get to know it. Is this just an outcome of living in the digital age?
I think so. I mean, the publication that I write for, The Daily Dot, covers internet news. So, I mean, this is something that I sort of deal with on a day-to-day basis. Like in the news cycle, something will go viral, something will come out, and then a few hours later, it'll be immediately debunked. It's never been easier to disseminate a lie, and it's never been easier to convince people that the lie is true.
EJ Dixon, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
And thanks to your cat, too.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear it?
Just once or twice.
Oh, she's super needy today. I apologize.
EJ Dixon, staff reporter at The Daily Dot. She wrote the article, "I Accidentally Started a Wikipedia Hoax," about her experience of being at the epicenter of a pretty harmless internet rumor. You'll find a link to read her article at wordofmouthradio.org. Among adolescent memories, the first concert is right up there with first crush and prom. Up next, we're going to stay outside the venue to hear what parents do with themselves after they've dropped the kids off at the venue. That's when Word of Mouth continues.